Good morning. It's currently 28 degrees, and yes, light snow is falling in the area. Relative humidity of 86%. The winds are calm. It is time for a look at your local and area news. It's brought to you at this hour by Premier Bank. I'm Jim McCabe. The first court appearance is in the books for the man being charged for the Jacksonville murder of Marcus Jackson. 19-year-old Avery Berry of Jacksonville waived extradition in court yesterday morning, according to Jacksonville Police Lieutenant Rodney Cox. After Berry's court appearance concluded, Cox confirmed with WLDSWEAI News that Morgan County deputies will be picking Berry up in the near future. At that point, Berry will be brought back to the Morgan County Jail and remain there until he appears in front of a Morgan County judge for a first hearing. Berry is being charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder for the October 24th incident. He was picked up earlier this week by U.S. Marshals in the St. Louis area. Multiple methamphetamine charges have been assessed to 2 individuals arrested in Jacksonville Tuesday night. 43-year-old Michael Emerson of the 700 block of South Kosciuszko and 39-year-old Taris Johnson of the 1300 block of Southeast were arrested by the Jacksonville Police Department at Emerson's residence at around 11:15 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance. According to an officer from the ISP Central Illinois Enforcement, additional information was revealed after interviews with Emerson and Johnson. Officers believe methamphetamine was being cooked at Emerson's residence, and the waste from the product was then dumped into Movistar Creek. When arrested, both Emerson and Johnson allegedly had methamphetamine in their possession. Both men were arrested for unlawful participation in meth manufacturing and possession of materials to make the drug. Emerson was also charged with possession of waste materials and unlawful use of property. Bond will be set for Johnson today. Due to an out-of-county warrant, no bond will be posted at this time for Emerson. Both Johnson and Emerson remain in custody at the Morgan County Jail. Jacksonville police made one other arrest yesterday. 31-year-old Clayton Whitaker of the 100 block of Leland Lake was booked at the Morgan County Jail at 4 p.m. for theft. Jacksonville police officials say Whitaker was an employee at the UPS store in Jacksonville who allegedly had stolen cell phones from packages. Whitaker remains in custody. District 117 board members had a long discussion last night on areas for improvement in the school district during a committee of the whole meeting. In order to succeed, board members agreed that a direction needs to be taken to clearly define education objectives and assessments that measure those objectives. District 117 Superintendent Steve Potosik adds more.
From that data, we can develop interventions for our students. Those interventions can be based around our students who are not performing, providing them the extra supports that they need, and also will provide us an opportunity to provide accelerated programs for our students that are performing up to our objectives. All objectives are not equal. There are primary, secondary, and even third level of objectives. So we've got to analyze not just the list of objectives we have, but what are we emphasizing that we know our students need to learn moving forward.
Potosik said the grade level teams are currently meeting to determine the proper objectives. He explains how these areas will impact the district.
Well, for the district, it's going to help us with clear data on where we need to provide, as I said, interventions and support for our students. Also, where we need professional development, specific data that shows us, based upon the different areas of math, where are we performing well and where are we not performing well. But we can only come to that clear understanding if we have absolute defined objectives and assessments that give us that information.
Action items approved during the regularly scheduled meeting included the 2014 tax levy, hiring a municipal advisor, authorizing chief financial officer to prepare a tentative budget, and the approval of Chapman and Cutler LLP as the bond counsel to fund construction and renovation for District 117 facilities. Other topics of discussion included an update on a meeting recently held to discuss the preliminary steps on the Turner project. Potosik says the meeting resulted in multiple options the district could take.
One of the options is the traditional model, which is starting with an architect who designs a building, then puts it out for bid. Another option is to go with a construction manager, a company that manages the complete project. They then work with an architect to design the building, and they do the subcontracting. There are strengths and weaknesses from both models, and right now I'm in the process of analyzing those strengths and weaknesses and interviewing potential companies and also meeting with superintendents who've worked with both so I can bring a recommendation to the board of which process we want to go through.
But TASA hopes to have a decision made by the next board meeting. In other news, district officials will be meeting with Eight Points Charter School in January to assess the progress of the school. The student enrollment report revealed a drop of 120 students in District 117 compared to numbers from last year, and several students were honored to open the regularly scheduled meeting. The Turner Junior High Chorus opened the regular meeting with holiday cheer, singing several Christmas songs. The Jacksonville FFA program gave a recap of the numerous career developments that took place over the year. Former Governor Jim Thompson says Judy Barr Topinka worked with dignity and served the people of Illinois with honor. He says other political leaders could learn from her example.
So if we really want to do something in her memory, we could all take the vow to work with more civility, more kindness, more recognition, more willingness to listen, and to reach an accommodation that will move our people forward.
Thompson says political leaders can find solutions to high debt, high unemployment, high crime, and crumbling infrastructure if they put partisanship aside and work together. He says it's just one reason why Topinka was successful in all of her endeavors. She died suddenly after having a stroke last week, and nearly 1,000 people gathered yesterday at a memorial service in her honor. Improved trade with Cuba, announced yesterday by the president, could mean improved business for Illinois farmers. Jim Anderson reports.
Soybeans will be big, so that will benefit Illinois for sure. Paul Johnson, head of the Illinois-Cuba Working Group, says Cuba also will be interested in corn, wheat, pork, and dairy products.
We're also looking to use this opportunity, something we've been talking for a long time, but to allow farm equipment to be sold, Illinois farm equipment to be sold down to Cuba.
The greatest economic benefit will come, farm groups say, if Congress votes next year to repeal the embargo that began in 1960.
What we are hearing is our Illinois congressional folks are in favor of eliminating the embargo.
That's Mark Albertson of the Illinois Soybean Association, who says Cuba will get soy from somewhere. It might as well be the United States. This is Jim Anderson.
What makes a great bank? A family-friendly atmosphere. Hi, this is Amy Hacker with Premier Bank, and we believe our customers are like family to us. We have a friendly, qualified staff that enjoys helping you make the best banking choices. See what makes Premier Bank hometown proud. See us at 1604 West Morton or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We have no news notes to pass along to you this morning. Glancing at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 30 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 22. The overnight low, or low since midnight, was 25 degrees. And we did not measure any precipitation here at the radio station. Light snow falling in Jacksonville, currently 28 degrees. The temperature and calm winds. Bob's got the full forecast up next. Local news at this hour is brought to you by Premier Bank. Our next scheduled local newscast at 8:06 this morning. Bulletin News is on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.